I'm being told our correspondent, Raichur Inta-Ron, is reporting from the rallies that are taking place on the streets. Live, Gisu Misha Ahmadi with the latest. Gisu, large crowds behind you. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, like I told you in our previous report, a lot of people have turned out, much more than previous years. When I compare the rally this year, for example, to the one last year, you can't believe, Candice, even from the very early hours this morning, the rally, the people were supposed to convene at 10 a.m. Tehran time, but from 9 a.m. we have had people marching on the streets. So as always, of course, we're expecting millions of people, but again, I believe that there are even more people turning out this year for the rally. And of course, we're not surprised because today has also been designated a public mourning day for the people, the innocent kids, the women, children, the people that are being killed in Gaza. They're currently being bombed in Gaza. And of course, you see the same slogans. They've also added other slogans to this, condemning 66 years of genocide in Palestine. And of course, something new that we see today is these placards that you can see, the map of Palestine, and they're calling for Palestine to be as a whole country and not to be divided. So, Candice, as you can see, there's a lot of support here in Tehran for the people in Gaza, for the people who are being bombed, for Palestinians, and everyone is expressing their support, and they say that they're ready to do anything they can to help the people in Palestine.
Indeed, and Gisu, as these rallies continue throughout Tehran and much of Iran and much of the world, of course, what can we expect at the rallies in Tehran in the coming hours?
Well, of course, today is the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. So obviously, after this rally, people will be convening for the Friday prayers. And of course, the speeches that obviously will all be in support for the people who are being bombed right now in Palestine. And of course, everyone is calling for a solution and for something to be done for these people right now.
Okay, our correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmadi, they're standing by live in Tehran at the site of the rallies. Gisu, thank you very much for that update. As our viewers can see, protesters taking to the streets across Iran. They're in droves to show solidarity with the Palestinian people. Let me cross back over to Gaza. Joining us is Professor Hani Albassous with the Islamic University of Gaza. Mr. Albassous, as you see, people showing solidarity with the Palestinians, not just in Gaza, but also in the West Bank and the occupied territories, calling for the end to the occupation of Palestinian land. Now, the word of the day, I guess, is resistance, whether from outside or from inside Palestine itself. What do you make of that?
Well, this is a great move, which is made by the people of Iran, and it's made by many people around the world, chanting for Palestine, calling for an end for the occupation. This would help the Palestinian people so much in terms of psychological impact, as people in Gaza, especially in the Gaza Strip, are suffering so much under the ongoing Israeli attack for the past 18 days. Such movements, such rallies in Tehran, in the West Bank, in different cities, in different places, would help to bring up the mood of the Palestinian people, who were thinking that there should be such rallies to help the Palestinian people, to support them in this difficult time. The time is so difficult. It's not the same like last year. It's not the same like many years before. Gaza is under difficult attack, is under very heavy attack by the Israeli army. It's not only Gaza. The West Bank last night, there were clashes between the Palestinian people and the Israeli occupation forces. In Jerusalem, of course, the same thing. We're going to witness today people having confrontations and clashes with the Israeli side. So such situation would bring up the mood, would make it easy for the Palestinians, especially in the Gaza Strip, to be able to stand. Steadfastness is one of the elements which the people in Gaza and even in all Palestine have always believed in, standing against the occupation, standing against all types of activities which have been made which have been made by the Israeli entity, by the Zionist entity against people in Palestine. So I think all today, people around the world, especially in Tehran, will be united with the Palestinian people, will be united against the occupation, will be calling for an end of the Israeli occupation and an end for the onslaught which was initiated against the Gaza Strip 18 days ago. I think such moves, which will be in different cities, in different capitals, will help the Palestinian people to be able to stand for a long time. And when we as Palestinians see such rallies and such moves to support the Palestinian people in Gaza, in the West Bank, people will be able to stand more and will be resist the occupation more.
Right now, for those of our viewers who are just joining us, at least 6 more Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip. The death toll now standing at 816. The number of injured is over 5,200 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Now, let me go back to Mr. Hayyan Haidar. He's a political analyst and he joins us from Beirut with his insight. Now, Mr. Haidar, as we speak to you right now, the Israeli onslaught on Gaza is continuing. At least 816 people have been killed. According to the UN, a child every hour is dying in Gaza at the hands of the Israeli regime. Now, right now, as people take to the streets to show their solidarity with the people of Gaza and Palestinian people as a whole, it's resistance that we come to talk about as the Hamas's Qassam Brigades, the Islamic Jihad movement, is putting forth resistance. How do you interpret the resistance, not just that we're seeing right now, but the one that we've seen ever since for the past 6 decades?
Yes, I would like to correct just one thing. Of course, I appear here on Press TV most of the time as a political analyst, but in this case, allow me not to be a political analyst. I'm politically involved, and we're very much involved in this, and I cannot be just as an analyst impartial in this. What is going on over here, especially between Arabs and the Zionists, and second, between freedom seekers and terrorist rogue state. So I don't like to be named as an analyst in this context. Second, I entered the studio, I'm looking at the numbers, and I repeat, I don't like us to be like a UN agency or organization just counting numbers of dead and wounded and destroyed schools and etc. But the numbers since I stepped in at 9:20 here started at 808, 810, now 816 dead. And what the international community doing about this? And they are all killing them within the UN organizations in the whole of Palestine and especially in Gaza. Nothing is being done about it. The only thing the Israeli regime is understanding now is the new equilibrium of forces. That is, the resistance of the Palestinians in Gaza have showed them a new shape of confrontation, as we can call it. This Israeli state does not understand that it has come into institution by force, and it has survived by force, and it only understands force. Now they have a force facing them, so they are in the process of trying to deal with it. How are they going to deal with it? They are still trying the old way of violence, killings, and they are not being accounted for by the international community. This goes back to your earlier question. This is where the international community can do a lot without even moving any weaponry around the world. It can do a lot to stop all of this killing on humanitarian basis. In fact, 2 days ago, the Council for Human Rights in Geneva started talking about crimes against humanity, war crimes, etc. Then yesterday, of course, there was hell of a pressure on them, on the UN, through the Israeli and Zionist lobbies all over the world, and the US, of course. And they started using new wordings, new expressions to get away from criminality of these acts. And they don't want to call it crimes, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. This is sheer and pure genocide. But of course, I go back to my earlier remark. We cannot take them to court as human courts, human rights courts, as criminals of war or genocide, because they are not human beings anymore. They prove that they are not human. They don't go by any human laws. You should reckon, the international community should reckon this and treat them as that. And as treating them, they take them now to the criminal court, international criminal court,
right.
And they take a resolution in the UN and all the rest of it. And they can stop it just by signing a few pieces of paper and a few resolutions. They stop the whole thing, but there is no will to do it. And especially, I'm afraid to say again, it's because of the Arab regimes who are covertly or overtly backing all of
Mr.
these
Haider,
actions.
I'm going to have to
Each
stop you there for now. I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop you right now. That was Hayan Haider, political analyst, joining us from Beirut. Also from Gaza was Professor Hani Al-Bassous with the Islamic University of Gaza, giving us their insight. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back.